Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international bestselling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, Gold Digger, Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And today we're going to talk about writing a book. Do you need to write that book, right? Most people say that they all have a book inside of them. But what goes into writing a book? How do you get that book to be a number one international bestseller? And are you going to make millions from your book? So we're going to dive into that and more in this episode. At the time of this recording, I have published 6 books. Four of the 6 I published on my own. 3 of the 6 I got to number one international bestseller. One of them I did not. I missed the mark on the publishing stuff and it was just a thing. Anyways, it was a lesson learned that I'm writing these books to help people, not so I can be recognized as being number one. That achiever in me is very real and it's a constant battle that I have to fight. Anyways, so writing the book, we all have a book in us, right? And when it comes to it, the biggest thing I think people misunderstand is what it takes to write the book. How do they get the book published? Do they have to spend, you know, $10,000 to have a publisher do it for them? You know, all the ins and outs. So I will tell you, typically you're not going to make money from the book sales themselves. Not a lot, at least. I used to make decent money selling books when I would take them with me, when I would do speaking events, and then I would stay after and sell my books. And I did make money doing that, but not a ton. I mean, if you think about it, the cost for the book, your copy might be, say, $3. And then if you sell the book for 10 bucks, 15 bucks, I mean, you're making $10 a book. Like, you're going to have to sell a lot of books to make it a lot of money with it. Unless, you know, you happen to hit some sweet spot and your book goes viral. And, you know, there's lots of people who make great money from books. Most don't, though. So I wouldn't do it for the sake of making money off the book itself. I would do it for, obviously, getting your content out there, serving. Why do you want to write a book, right? Ask yourself that. But the thing is that when people read your book, they are going to want to know more about you. They're going to start following you. They're going to probably want to work with you. I mean, Rachel Hollis, someone turned me onto her book and I'd never heard of it, Girl Wash Your Face. And I was obsessed. I listened to her Audible and I was like, oh my gosh, this woman, like I just adored how she went after her dreams and just stood up for women and like just huge fan. And I went on to attend her conference. You know, just spent a lot of money, okay, and followed her. And I've referred her to so many people over the years. So her book is how I actually learned about her. So the book can be a great starting point for people to get to know you. And it can be a really easy tool. If you guys have been in my programs, literally almost every single training, I mention a book, okay? I am obsessed with books. I refer books all the time. So people will refer your books to others, okay? And for me, growing up, books were my thing. That was my safe place. I had a pretty tumultuous childhood and that was like, I could go get lost in a book, right? So I'm really passionate about what books can do for people because let's say they can't afford to coach with me. I know that they can spend $10 to $15 on my book, right? And I'm going to be able to at least inspire them, give them some starting points. So a book can be really powerful. So just ask yourself, why do you want to write the book? And what message do you want to share? What experience do you want that reader to have? And then you'll know if you should be writing a book. It's also really great credibility. A lot of people are authors now, but it's also a lot of people aren't. So with the credibility piece, I think it's really great to put author in your bio, especially for LinkedIn or on your cover. And man, if we can get your book to number one or even, you know, top 100, whatever, some kind of accolade with it, that's always really great for street cred and just standing out in the marketplace because personal brands are very much about establishing authority and credibility. People want to do business with those that they aspire to be like or want to learn from and mentor under. So it can be really, really great for your online presence. Now, when it comes to the book itself, we do teach this inside of our programs. If you are in Ignited Life Coaching, Accelerator, or doing one-to-one work with me, we have all of the book training inside of there. Okay. We teach you how to write the book. So basically what you're going to do is you want to come up with your book title, the concept, what it's going to be about. You're going to work out your outline, and then you're obviously going to need a time block. The tricky thing with book writing is that it is, you know, you're going to be left to your own devices. A lot of times people will say, yeah, I'll do it later.
And if you're honest with yourself while you're listening to this, there's probably part of you that has been saying you want to write a book for a long time, right? So I just made a decision 6 years ago, I guess this will be my seventh year, that I will write a book a year. I was an ambassador for John Maxwell for a network marketing thing a few years ago. And when I got to meet him, and when he was speaking, he said, yeah, and I write a book a year. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's how, because he's written, 40 books or something. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to write a book a year. And it's forced me to stay on task and do that. And I can whip out books like in 2 days now, but it forced me to go, okay, this is what I've committed to. So you have to have some kind of deadline or commitment. What might even be helpful is if you tell your audience that your book is going to be released on, because you can pre-choose you can choose your release date ahead of time. So you might even do that, start promoting it and work backwards. One of our students right now in Accelerator, she actually is speaking at a conference. So she said, I want my book published, done, and I want to bring copies to the conference. And so I'm actually writing her forward today, which is kind of cool that I'm recording this podcast. So she knew that she had that date, and she's been working her tail off on it. And it's done. It's done. I think she finished her final chapter. We actually have a connection for her, so we're going to have it edited for her. Boom. She actually designed the Canva cover, and you can have someone else do this for you. But Liv and I, Liv's our marketing director. We've done our covers together in Canva the last few years, so you don't even have to pay that out. You could easily contract that out, have it edited. So it's really not a thing. Like, everybody acts like, and I don't want to, you know, I want a disclaimer there. I don't want to disqualify those that this is what they do for a living. The people who do this for a living, you have to pay them a significant amount of money for a reason. They have connections. They have distribution channels. They are able to get your book in bookstores. Like, so I don't want to discredit that. I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of people out there that hold back from getting that book out there because they think it's going to be really expensive, or they think that they're going to have an editor, and they're going to have a publisher, and they're going to have a publicist, and they're going to have all these things. You can self-publish it. Okay. You just have to get your, ISBN numbers, which we walk you through that. You have to have, submit a physical book to have it copywritten, which is so affordable. You guys, it's pennies. Okay. So I'm talking like $200 out the door, and maybe pay somebody, you know, a couple hundred to have it edited. That's it. Okay. And think, this is your book that you've been wanting to be able to get out there. We also, you can do a digital copy. That can be a great freebie. So if you get asked to speak on a summit, or you're just like, man, I wish I had a good freebie, the digital version of it, you can actually use that as a great freebie. We actually have one of our best converting landing pages ever. We have a copy of our book, Boss It Up, Babe. People can get a digital version for free, or they can pay for shipping, and I'll sign it and mail it to them. So think about it. All around the world, I'm having there's thousands of people who have grabbed that book, if not more. I mean, because we already released it 2 years ago, and it was number one in international bestseller. So of all my books, I also have a few on Audible. I do need to record the other ones. It's just a speaking. There's only so much talk time in a day for me, but having them on Audible, you have the Audible sales that come in. I have Kindle sales that come in. I also have the physical copy. I have 6 books out there that I get paid for every single month. I get royalties on all 6 books. I have sales on books from years ago. Okay. So it's really great, because obviously it's the gift that keeps on giving. Okay. I absolutely recommend writing a book. I think it's great for your reader. I think it's great to reach the masses who maybe can't work with you just yet. Right. I also think it's awesome to have in hand. If you're in an event, you can have your own table. It's a great freebie. It's awesome for your social channels. It's just, you're a published author. It's that when you get that, I'm telling you, mark my words, when you get the book in your hand and you hold it, you'll cry. Cause it's like, oh my gosh, I wrote this. Like, I created this. The other thing I will say, this is one piece of your entire strategy. If you listen to the other episode I just released on podcasting, same thing. This is a piece of the strategy. Do not think writing this book is going to make you a millionaire. Okay. We teach you how to put this piece of the puzzle into your overall brand strategy. You need a full holistic approach to your business. And this is what we teach. This is what we're known for. This is our jam. Okay. So please, if you want to write the book, reach out to the team. You can DM me. We'll get you more information on book writing and where it is in our programs. We'll get you connected inside of our community. Okay. We want to make sure we're supporting you, that this is part of the strategy. It's not the only strategy that you have. Okay. So that's what I have for you today. I hope this was helpful. If it was, please subscribe, take a screenshot of you listening to this, and throw it in your stories and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I would love to give you a shout out for that. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you soon.
This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.